Yes, that's right.
Blog
We were the
Talk
private
Radio.
School kids.
Nana.
Oh, are we going?
Mm-hmm.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Here it is. Thursday. Yes, Thursday.
Friday Junior.
That's cool. Tim calls it Friday Junior. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think about a lot of people do go out to socialize on Thursday. It's like they have to do maybe a drill and the fun they're going to have. I don't know. But anyway, we're glad to have you with us. Our Facebookers, those that come from all sorts of places around the world. And our blog talkers. Yes, you're around the world too. And we love when those of you who can call into us. Now, I've got to remind you, just because there's probably new folks listening, we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards. Okay. We are not using tarot cards, no oracle cards, none of the other card reading systems that are out there. This is strictly the method that my grandmother taught me. She called it personal prophecy. And I do have a book for anybody who might be interested in wanting to play around with it. It's got three different sections full of lessons. It's called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, published by Old Books in England. So you can find it at most online booksellers. So anybody that's interested, you know, take a look at it. So I want to introduce to all of you our distinguished co-host, and that would be Jimbo Baggins.
All right. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our opening ego disclaimer. Everybody's got disclaimers nowadays because that's the world we live in.
It is.
Also, I want to let everybody know if you're international, be it a caller or be it on Facebook Live, let us know and we'll give you an international live shout out like we're going to do right now to Laura from Canada.
Laura.
Stephanie from the UK.
Stephanie. I felt like that robot in, what was that called? Stephanie.
Oh, good Lord. Short circuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all we got so far?
What do you mean?
For
also,
UKers and UK.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the show just started. You know, we got two international folks. I think that's pretty good.
Yes, it is.
It's a call-in show primarily. So I'll start talking about that first. 515-602-9676. That's the number you can call or Skype in. We get plenty of each. when you do so, you'll hear some messages saying you can listen to the show while you wait, and you will hear the show. And if you do, everything's working great. But when we do eventually take your call and you go live, please do the following things if you legally and safely can. So it's another kind of a disclaimer thing. I have to say legally and safely. Otherwise, we could get sued. So what they told me to do is take your phone off of speakerphone and Bluetooth and or Bluetooth. Probably not on both, but go right to the phone itself. Get your background noises down, TVs, things you were doing to kill time, pass time, multitasking, put laundry away, whatever. You know, things you do when you're on hold because you just don't want to sit there like a dork. You want to do things. Stop all that, please. If you're in your own casa, you probably know the best place that's nice and quiet and it's got great cell phone reception. That's what you would want to do. Also, let's see here. Let's see. We talked about when we take your call. Yes. Also, for the folks that cannot pick up the phone and call in. And they're out there, typically international, but not always. Some of our domestic folks can't call in, and they have, for one reason or another. We will, every so often, open the floor to Facebook Messenger folks. Now, two very important things. One of them is you're going to be messengering Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor Show. And Facebook rules, you have to be friends with that person. Otherwise, you can just start messaging random strangers. That'd be screwed up. Like prank calls. And you can only messenger us when we announce it. Because there's no automatic cool hold system for messenger. You can't get in line, get in a queue. It doesn't work that way. So,
you know, I got to take exception to one thing you said. You can actually go on people's Facebook pages, even if you're not a friend, as long as it's open to the public. And you can send them a message, and it'll show up in your messenger. But it doesn't mean that they have to accept it.
No. All right. Obviously, we don't want you guys to messenger us as in type text. I'm talking about live shit. You can't live shit somebody that's not your friend, all right?
Not
all
right. That I know of, right.
That would be the most horrible feature ever. Nobody would want Facebook because you'd have scammers sending you live things all the time.
Well, I still get them anyways, but...
I'm saying live, like... Do I have to make sound effects so you grasp the concept
here?
Just
playing with you.
We're not talking about text.
Playing with you a little bit here, Jim.
Not text, all right? Anyway, that's the deal. And if you're brand new and you're like, oh, shoot, I would love to messenger Deborah, but I'm not friends. Well, you can request her.
Yeah, and
you
I
can
will.
Tell us right now, and she has a device here, and she can accept your request.
I will.
And we can work with you on that. It happens. And we have done it a couple times. But so be it. Also, either way, messenger or on phone, the harp sound, that is the end of your reading with Deborah, because these are free readings and we got to get everybody in. It's only fair. So
well, we do our best.
You can't have infinite amount of time. You can't have question after question after question, ending questions. Your smartest move is give us a couple quick ones right at the beginning. And then she'll put the cards down. But, you know, when I play the harp, she's gathering up the cards and you start throwing other questions out. That's not good. Not a good thing. If you would like that type of service, that type of intimacy, that type of one-on-one reading type of stuff, that's why you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com and you arrange for a private reading. It'll be you, her, and no Jim with a harp. Okay, and all the questions you want based on the time block that you've chosen.
Right.
So that's what I recommend to you. Let's see. Luna's given us I guess they scanned his foot and it's not broken, so that's good.
Awesome, Luna.
You got to wear that boot for another 10 days because it's still swelling up. So.
Sure.
Hey, one thing about kids, though, is they heal pretty fast. So imagine that kind of injury to somebody that was like 60. You know, because it's, you know, you feel bad for those little kids, but their bones are kind of like not brittle yet. Like only we get our age.
And remember, I was actually in a cast and it wasn't even a broken ankle. It was simply sprained.
Okay. Roger that.
So he's lucky to just get the boot.
Yeah, I know it doesn't sound lucky and everybody's like, you guys are cruel. It's like, you're not cruel. I mean, you always got to look at the positive rather than the negative. Yeah, it sucks. He's got to wear a boot around. It's horrible for a little kid. They don't understand. They hate it because they want to run and play. But it's going to be gone soon. All right. But wish them the best of luck, and who knows, that thing comes off, especially with another 10 days, you may be ready to hit that road and go whoosh, running down the road. Might not even have to ease into it, like us old-timers would have to ease into it. Let's do this thing, all right? We're going to go to area code 305, which is in the state of Florida. 305, you're the first caller.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, you guys. Hi.
And your name is?
I see you in front of me, but I'm not.
Oh.
I'm on. I'm listening to you on the phone, not on the computer. Let me just look at it.
Well,
okay, so
this
is my question. Hi, I'm waving to you. This is my question. I applied for two art festivals. One of them, I'm on a wait list. I'm number two in my category. The second one, I applied for. They accepted me, and I'm invited to come to do the show. Now, the date for rejecting both of them is the 30th of November.
Oh,
in other words, if somebody in the show that I'm on a wait list decides between now and the 30th of December that they can't afford it, they'll reject it, you know, bow out, and then the next person in line will get it. And then if somebody else, then I'll get it. So
sure.
Do you see, I want to know, if I'm going to be accepted to the one I'm on a wait list for?
Good question.
Very good.
That's a good question. Yeah, right on board. Okay.
They're not conflicting dates, are they?
No, they're the same weekend. The shows are the same weekend.
Oh. But
and the deadline.
Yeah.
And the deadline to reject the second show is the 30th. The first show, the deadline to reject it is the 30th. If you already paid all of your money, you get 100% back. But if you want to continue and decide in the middle of December, like December 31st, you can't do it, then they'll give you only 50% of your money back.
I got you. All right, well, some timeline stuff here. We'll have to see how the cards can deal with this.
Now, we've seen this happen before, where it seems like something's all locked up, but the cards will indicate that there will be a change in schedule, you know, like plans for somebody that you would be able to. So that's what I'm looking for. That's why I wanted to be very clear about what you were asking.
I want to know if I'm going to hear something before the 30th of November.
And for those of you who may not be aware, I'm using a full 24-card layout for each of your calls. This is what I do when I'm in session with you, but we would lay them out more than once. We would lay them out basically for each individual question. But because we're under a time constraint, we give you 1 to 2 questions at the start.
At the start, yeah. We can't start once we discuss this and start throwing more questions out, because we got to move on to a lot of other folks out there. You know, we want to get everybody in.
And if you are on Facebook, you can see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, I would not be the least bit surprised if you get offered that show, your chance to be at that show.
In time?
What it's pointing to right now is there's a female that's going to have to change her plans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to enable you to slide right in there.
She needs a couple people to change her plans.
Yeah,
there's two. I'm a second one in waiting.
Well, I believe that that's the one that's showing up, is the second one to withdraw. All right? And, you know, things happen.
30th is close.
Yeah, it's close, but somebody could get ill.
Oh, I mean,
somebody could,
it's
you know. Right.
I have to make a decision by the 29th, by the 30th, the morning of the 30th.
Well, I don't know if you should make a decision on the card.
You mean you have to decide? Wait.
You have to pick one of them?
No, I can't pick one of them. I'm in the second one. I'm in the second one. I have to accept it by the 30th is the deadline.
All right. And the other one that I'm seeing, you would get that spot. When do they have to fill those spots?
The spots have to be filled. If you already submitted your payment for the show, you get 100% refund no later than the 30th of November.
I see. So did you pay for both?
No, I only paid for entry fee for both.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Well,
once I accept it, then I pay my fee.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel very good that you're going to get offered that.
The one she wants.
Yeah. And I'm really seeing that you are going to find this to be a very fruitful show for you, the one that you attend. Okay. And there's going to be a lot of interest in hiring you for private, you know, private work.
Okay. But we don't know if the second show, I'm a lock-in. I can pay tonight. But
I only
show...
asked about the other one. Yeah, I only posed the query to the card was about would you be offered, you know, where you are second in line if you would get offered a spot, the spot. And my card just said yes.
Before
so
the 30th.
Yeah. But now remember, this is almost like gambling in a sense because there's so many variables.
Well, you got to, like, check on this. As much as humanly possible. You can call her show a lot.
I'm going to wait until the 29th and see if I have heard from them yet.
Sure.
Okay.
And you can call. We're doing, you know us. We do a lot of shows. You can keep calling and checking on this.
Okay.
We don't have a restriction on how many shows you call in.
We'll be here.
Just once per show.
We're going to be here tomorrow and
Saturday
night. And also Monday evening.
Sure. Yeah, we encourage people to call in. It helps, especially if you have some people have some like really deep things going on, a lot of factors, sure. And if you keep looking at it every day or so, you can get more clarity, right?
You definitely can.
Most definitely.
You know, and just even though this isn't on your topic, essentially, but if you say have set up a date with somebody new, and they come through in the cards as though they're committed, they're coming, they're going to do it, and then it can be even that day, you would see in the cards, oh, something came up, they're not going to show up. Yeah, so we're going to give you
thank you so much.
Stand by.
We'll check in with you next week. Thank you so much. Good night, you guys.
Oh yes.
Stand by for your healing angel card reading real quick. Just one quick card. It's a healing angel card. Subject is divine intervention. You may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill.
Yeah.
Progress seems painfully slow. Yet, this is a blessing. It is divine intervention at work. When the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
That's great. Fruitation or fruition?
I like fruition. Fruition. I don't like it.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like word. Anyway, we got to let her go.
Your card and Deborah's cards work together.
Yeah.
It can. Sometimes the healing angel cards will it will hit with you on something else you didn't even talk to us about going on in your life sometimes. In this case, it jives sometimes. You might talk about some pain or something that we didn't even talk about, but you'll know. And thank you for holding.
All right, thank you too.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll talk again.
Yeah.
All righty then. We are going to we're going to area code 219, which is in Indiana. 219.
Indiana.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's Alexa.
Who are you? This is
Alexa.
I better not say that too loud. Ours might wake up here. You know, that's Alexa. She doesn't listen that closely.
Well, that one doesn't.
Okay. Hi, honey. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Okay, so I just want to know, why did she put a picture of him on her page? Why him and her took a picture and put it on her page? I mean, and they don't look happy at all.
Well, gee, didn't she just get a diagnosis of uterine cancer?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it would show him as a real schmuck if he were to up and leave her during this time. I mean, I can't imagine anybody would want a man that up and leaves his baby mama, you know what I mean, in the middle of a crisis.
Well, I mean,
like that.
Are they together?
They're together.
Okay, because we get a lot of people calling and I start getting confused in my old
age. That's what I'm trying to see. Is they really, like, what's really going on?
I think they were really.
I'm going
to
go look.
Is she trying to make me jealous or what is it?
First of all, no, this is not with any judgment, okay? Not an accusation. Okay. Just my own curiosity. Does it do you good to go look? I mean, is there a reason why?
No. When you go looking, you find a disappointment. And ever since he walked past me that day, I've just been back in love.
Well, of course. And it's going to take time to get over this. But it's almost like a torture to do to ourselves.
Women are, I hate to be stereotyping, but you folks are famous for that.
Oh, are we? Yeah. Well, you know what? You guys do a lot of stalking and trolling yourself.
That's typically the criminal ones that should be locked up, not the average guy. But you women like to drive by. I want to look and see if anybody's parked in front of his house. Oh, there's a strange car there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know I'm freaking right.
From what your experience
I know I'm freaking right, okay? I know that, all right? Guys guys don't do that unless they go off the deep end, and those guys are scary. So, all right, but anyway, back to the cards are going down, baby. Let's see what they got to say, good, bad, or ugly. What do we got?
They may be physically together, right now, but they are not emotionally together. There's a lot of arguing going on and accusations, and, you know, her health is at stake. And for you, I know she's been very unkind to you.
Oh, yeah.
But if you send her any bad vibes, they're going to turn right around. They're going to boomerang off her and come right back to you.
Rubber and glue.
And remember, because of the situation you brought to us before, that's how she was able to find out that she had it. Well, that girl could have been so far gone by the time, you know, it could have metastasized. And
yeah, things happen very strangely in life. Boy, I'll tell you.
Yeah, okay, and so I think it's farther along than you know, is what I think here.
So what was the
so
what was the purpose
question
of her supposed to be in the
picture? I guess
I think that was the question, wasn't
I
it?
Don't think it's about you. I think it's about them wanting to show their friends and maybe family.
We shouldn't say them. She posted it. Nobody
yeah.
said he
oh,
was
she.
Involved in the posting.
Yeah,
you know,
she.
It's her Facebook account or whatever.
Yeah, it's her
yeah.
Facebook.
It's not about you.
So, okay, that's the big thing. So she didn't post it to poke her in the ribs or piss her off or anything like that. It
no.
was, it was for everybody else in her Facebook world.
Well, because so many of her friends, I'll tell you right now, intuitively, her friends have said, you need to get away from that guy. This was before she got sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's no good for you, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, friends mean well. But,
yeah.
but they're on the outside looking in. And I think she put that out there from what I see right here. She wanted to show them that he is standing by her. But you said they don't look happy. So
they don't.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well.
Okay.
All right. We got lots of callers. We're going to give you a quick healing angel card reading before we move on. The subject is surrender. There is no point pushing the barrel up such a steep hill. Go back to the start. Surrender your expectations. There's an easier way. When the time is right, a new path will appear.
And you
Thank
know
you.
What? Wait a minute. Don't you go anywhere. Over here. In your 24-card layout.
Is that the new path?
Yes. And it's practically coming to your door.
What a man, what a fighting lady.
It's about him.
Oh, never mind.
As things go on there and her situation may likely get worse, he is going to actually turn to you for some support and comfort. He knows your feelings. He knows how deeply you care.
Should she have him at this point?
Well, it depends on what kind of person she wants to be.
Well, I'm just saying that I'm not her.
Like, I never felt like this. I'm literally about to cry on the phone with y'all. I'm sorry.
Oh,
but when I see the pictures, I just want to break down and, like, cry. But everybody at my job, like, you still love him and all this. And I do. I really do. And I just hate that I put myself through this. Like, I would tell a woman today, like, do not fall. Do not be stupid. Because it seems like I get all day, I don't know what's on me, what's a hold on me about him. But it's just something that it just makes me, it's not myself.
It's as if the relationship the two of you had was like a really bad car wreck that suddenly happened. You don't just stop loving somebody because maybe they got drunk and got behind the wheel. I'm just saying, love is a strength, people. It is not a weakness. You should be so proud of yourself.
And I know, and I know, like, I feel it too, like, he feel bad too, but I just don't want to cry in front of him. I guess I'm breaking down now because I'm on the phone with you guys, but I'm just...
Well, who do you go to relieve your emotions to?
I don't have nobody.
Well, you got us, right?
Yeah. Sometimes love is not enough.
Well, there's a lot
it's not.
It's got to be sorted out here.
If it keeps bringing you sorrow, then you can't live like that.
I would just say to him, it's too much for me to handle. I don't think he's coming until way after the first of the year.
And why does he get to decide when?
Because he's going to feel this need.
Well, then why does he get to
this longing
when the time is right? Is what I'm saying. That's kind of bullshit.
Well, that's
exactly. So I feel like I feel like your friend just said, like, if he know what he's doing that's wrong, just stick with the girl. This is who you want to be with or who you even want to use, because at this point, I feel like he using her for everything she got.
I believe it.
And that's the only reason he stood with her.
I don't have cards.
Okay.
But I
and
believe
maybe
it.
They're doing an without even realizing it, this could be an even exchange of she's doing for him, but also he's there with his children. And what he's doing for her is giving her support and comfort through all of this.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
You're right.
It's got to be scary as hell, you know, that he may lose the mother of his kids, but his life is going to have to go on.
Well, I mean, let's...
let's not try to muddy these waters too much.
Yeah, you're jumping way down the road here.
I want her to be prepared.
But it just got discovered.
And... it could be worse than it is.
It could be worse than
I
it is.
I feel that from the card.
Okay, all right. Well,
yeah, because he told my manager yesterday she had got sick again, and he had to rush her to the hospital.
Well, I'm wondering if she'll have a hysterectomy or.
I would say there's probably a very good chance of that.
Did you give her a human card?
A long time ago.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we
all
gotta
right.
go.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah,
we'll be here. Over the weekend.
Yeah,
right.
But Friday's
all right,
guaranteed.
Talk to y'all later.
All right, honey. All right. Take care.
Good luck
Bye-bye.
To you. All right. Let's attack our list. 203, Connecticut. I got to announce it just because once in a while we're going to get somebody that's not that.
Hello there.
Hello. Hi, Chance and Pat.
Yes, it is.
Zuckelman.
How are you?
Not too bad. How are you two?
Actually doing well.
Doing all right. Doing all right.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I would like to talk about my hypnotist.
Okay.
Okay. Remember this.
I'm really, the last two sessions I really enjoyed. I've given him, I think, a bit of a hard time. I'm not even sure he likes me. Can you see?
Yes. Yeah, well, when you're dealing with you have a therapist, our job isn't to like or not like.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was thinking I don't know.
No,
that
I've irritated him. I know that.
Well, I don't know that that's a bad thing.
All right, let's not be a bad thing.
Well,
I'd like to find out what
sure.
his feelings
yeah.
are.
Absolutely. Well, that's why we have the cards. I was going to say something, but that thought has slipped through the cracks. I got a lot of cracks in my brain.
It's a boomerang, Jim, at our age. It'll come back.
I don't know. Sometimes it's not boomerang. Sometimes that shit never comes back.
Well, then it's like a missile with no guidance system.
It's like a flight. It's a one-way flight, let me tell you. That bitch ain't returning.
No.
Right? That's all right. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
All right. I'm doing this for you, Pat, but I got to tell you, my deepest feeling is you two have a past life connection.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Here yeah, comes. I really yeah. I connect with him.
And there is some stuff from the past here. Maybe next time you call or when we do one of your sessions, maybe we should explore to find out what the situation is from the past. You know what you do? You do, it's not that you irritate him. You make him have to think, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And in a way, it's a strain on his brain when he's used to just dealing with, air quotes, easy patient.
Okay.
I don't want to say therapy, but some people, and they probably shouldn't be people that are teaching.
Yeah.
Some people don't like when other people ask a lot of questions. It irritates them.
Well, also,
it's like you should just trust me, you know,
if
or something
you
like that.
If you were
know?
Like oil and water, he would ask you to find another hypnotist. You know, he would just say,
As
he
at one point, he said, "I don't know what to say to you. You come in angry every time," and I explained, "Well, the first session was horrible. You know, I reacted traumatically to it. The second session, we didn't have a session, and the third, and anyway." We go back and forth. I mean, he's very honest with me, and I really appreciate that. And I'm very honest with him. So the communication is a bit bumpy, and we have to work on it to understand what we're both saying, and eventually we both understand. And I like him a lot, and I like his willingness to sit there and stick to his point, but listen to me. And but I just wondered if maybe I had worn him a little bit too much. The past two sessions, I've been really grateful because I just thought they were great.
Well, remember, he's getting paid and he's to serve you.
No, that's the thing.
Yeah.
He's not getting paid. He's not getting paid. He's so generous that, when I was talking about all my money troubles, he said, well, look, why don't we barter instead? You write what I need, people's testimonies for what I'm writing about, if you're willing to do that each week.
Wow.
And I said, absolutely, thank you. And then last week he asked me to try and track someone down. So I'm doing work for him, but he's so kind in, letting me do this.
Next time you see him, why don't you bring him some cookies or some pumpkin bars? Pick him up.
I was going to do that today, and then today he said he's thinking about taking a course at $300, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to find $20 and bring it to him next time and say, let me start putting towards that. So I will repay him. Curious.
Go ahead.
You should tell him what you told him in a way that, it's starting to help me. I really like you, and I appreciate you putting up with me being a pain in your ass.
That would be great.
And I think that would be a
nice. No, I have. I said, I apologize for being rude and if I'm hurting your feelings. And he said, yeah, you hurt my feelings, but everybody's feelings get hurt. He's very pragmatic. Oh, I like him a lot. I just want it to be enjoyable for him too.
Well, I would love for you to suggest to him that I would be delighted to have him as a guest on my show. And he can phone in to us, the board here, if he would be interested. And we would give some nice advertising.
Well, the thing is, I kept telling him I really want my son to see him. And he said, I really don't like, I'm not comfortable doing Zoom. He will do it, but he prefers to do it in person.
Well, he could just be on the phone. I'm just saying, suggest it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Help him to like you more. All right, what are we doing?
So, yeah. I never got, what did you see? Does he like me or not? You can be honest.
You challenge him, but it's in a good way. It's like, he's playing a sport with you, if you know what I mean. You volley back and forth. Yeah,
right.
But I think some little gift could, give him a sparkle.
It's not always black and white, like or dislike. It could be somewhere in between.
Right.
It's like, I like her. Kind of pisses me off a little bit, but it's all working out good, that type of thing. Because if he had issues, he would just...
Yeah, he would
just shut it down because you're not paying him like big chunks of money.
Yeah, he'd tell you.
But obviously, he's okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. All right, here we go again. The subject of your Healing Angel card reading is, remember, they always don't relate. Protection. You are safe. Do not fear. We are with you always and surround you always with our invisible wings of light. From the Healing Angels.
Yeah, one thing I've discovered in time is that if you rely on your angels, they're not going to take you down a blind alley. They're going to point you in the right direction. And this man is in your life for a reason. Yeah.
Great.
So,
thank you.
I have a specialist that I've been worked with for 2 years who is a dental, whatever he is. He's like an artist with teeth. And there were times he'd say to me, you are such a piece of work, but I could tell he enjoyed the challenge of me.
Yeah.
So you're a great challenge for your guy there, and he's learning from this. So take care.
Good.
My dear Pat.
Yeah, call us.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Talk to you again.
Take care.
Love and kisses. Bye-bye.
All right. Real quick. Yeah. Callers that are on hold, don't freak out. We're going to just quick little opportunity. Nobody may fill it. Messenger, folks that want a Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee, now would be that time. And we're going to wait about 20, 30 seconds. We're not going to go crazy. I don't think that right now we only got a couple
anybody
folks
viewing. Anybody that's put in a friend request, I've been
approving
them during the show.
Yeah, if you're brand new and just put in a friend request,
yeah,
let us
well,
know.
Well, there we go.
We got her. You have to turn that follow up the volume.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there she is. Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, I think we're doing really rather well.
Marvelous. Marvelous.
Yes, Jim isn't hormonal tonight.
Isn't that something? All right. Go ahead, Deb.
All right.
Freaking comedian.
She knows what I'm saying because you guys always say, oh, she's on her period or, you know. And we get tired of that.
I just thought women were always on their period.
Oh, my God.
Bada bing, bada bang.
He is a pot stirrer.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. All right, let's get rocking.
All right, tell us what brings you to us tonight.
I just wanted to know, when is my ability going to come? Like, I've been doing the, meditations that you sent me, but I still haven't seen my spirit guide.
Oh, really? Even with that one?
Yeah.
Interesting. What do you I don't know anything about this.
I had no trouble seeing mine. They all started to, first I see like a line of faces. It's almost like it's a line of people going to a buffet, you know, or a concert, because they're all lined up. And then those, the ones that I recognize as my spirit guides, they step forward. And one's a male and one's a female.
Do some people...
Maybe my mind is too full. I don't know.
Yeah, or do some people sometimes take some kind of certain relaxing herbal teas to...
There are rituals that a lot of people do.
So maybe she needs to look at that. Maybe she needs a little something like that to get prepped.
Does your mind wander during the meditation? I had a lot of trouble.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, if it's racing, then maybe a nice
relaxation
herbal tea. I don't want anybody dropping oxy or anything crazy stuff. Something natural, very organic and herbal, I would say, right?
Yeah.
I've done herbal.
yeah, man. The Ganja.
You should get there. Okay.
Or maybe some brownies.
Well, anyways, what is your, is what would you like me
yeah,
to
well, yeah. Question.
Contemplate with your cards?
Contemplation.
When am I going to be able to, like, actually read for people?
That's cool.
Oh,
I like
good
it.
Question.
I like it. Do you get these line of questions a lot, Deb?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
especially
cool.
People that are in the process of learning.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make, I'm just
you
curious.
Know, as they're gaining experience. You have a nasty cough there.
Yeah, I have bronchitis. I just started antibiotics yesterday for it.
Oh, yes, I am very familiar with that.
Oh, yes, and it's that time of year.
I am bronchitis/pneumonia boy. Yes, I am.
Is your home dry or does
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's dry here. I live like in a desert.
Oh, okay. Now, what we've done back in Minnesota is when it would be, you know, people were hacking from bronchitis or whatever, we would put like a big pot of water on the stove and let the what do you call it? The steam.
Yeah.
Let the steam.
Or if you have a vaporizer, you can stick in your bedroom
yeah,
and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, you poor
She's player. On an antibiotic. She just started, so she's on the road to recovery. It takes like 3 days for you even like feel like you're even getting better, at least, you know, a little bit from the antibiotics. But
yeah,
you
get a lot of bronchitis, don't
well,
you?
Well, I told you, I just said you were like doing the cards. I'm bronchitis/pneumonia boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too, yep. Because of my COPD, and I smoke cigarettes. So.
Oh, yeah, we do too.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I think you're going to be able to at least start dabbling in reading for others soon.
Good.
Yeah.
What kind of reading?
Like with family members or
these?
A son. Yeah. Well, what kind of method are you studying?
What are you doing, Tara?
Well, I'm going to buy your book, I want to use cards like you do, just playing cards, because my mom could read them.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to buy your book next week from Amazon.
Okay, well, if you don't like the price there, the place I found that was good was Bonanza.com, and, what's the other one? If I think
it's $34 on Amazon, plus $14.99 for shipping.
That's crazy. The book has a price written on it of $24.95, and they've never sold it at that much.
Yeah, I would do a little more googly search on that. Yeah.
Okay.
They've never.
A lot of, you know, with Amazon, they have stuff that's in their warehouse, and they have stuff they have to get from third, fourth parties, and if it's tough, they'll jack up the price. But anyway, go ahead, Deb. This is important because this is a good reading. Let's hear
it. I really do think that, I really do think that you're going to be able to start soon. And if you would like, I do have a e-copy, but it's only if people can work that way. I wouldn't recommend printing it out. It's like 300 pages.
Yeah,
that's a lot of ink and paper. But if you are somebody that can work with, what do they call those? E-copy means, but it means that you have to be able to, manipulate the file a little bit.
Yeah, I just have my phone. I don't have a computer.
Oh, so, no, you've got to have the book.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'll
you know what?
Check on that Bonanza place.
Well, yeah, look around because Deb says it's definitely cheaper. What do you want me to do?
We could sell her one of ours that are back here.
I don't want to go to the shipping place.
Yeah, try to find free shipping. Try to find free shipping.
I don't have a lot of free time to run out to that shipping place.
Well, we were going to start trying to do some mail order, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, that's the thing. If once we have the business rolling, then we'd be having regular days where we'd bring in boxes and stuff, but we're not there yet. Anyway, you do see, back to the reading, you see it coming.
Oh, yes. There's two guys here that will be like her first subjects that you will give readings to. And one thing I found early on in reading for people, you can get more expansion in your readings if you like to drink a little bit, like wine or spirits or beer. You know, it loosens you up. And it's like you
can... We're about smoking pot.
Whatever.
I would like to know if that helps.
That was just an example of the wine and beer. Yeah. It's whatever your pleasure
is. Okay, because I don't drink, so...
That's fine.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be amazing if it really opened doors for you? Not the drinking.
Yeah.
No, smoking the weed and see how that...
Or whatever, or chew on a lemon. Whatever your thing is. Whatever
I would
your
love
guilty
to
pleasure
know, right?
is that relaxes you and opens your mind, whatever that is.
Yes, yeah. And I think it's going to really be something that suits you. Yeah, you have a lot of life experience, I can tell.
It's one of those things you got to crawl and then you got to walk before you can run.
It took me 4 months and then I was ready. Okay. So, but some people are fast learners.
And some people are slow learners. And if you're a slow learner, don't be discouraged.
Right. And
that's
don't
all.
Overdo it.
Just
one
relax.
Little piece at a time. Okay.
If it's pissing you off, don't be mad that, oh God, I should be getting this. Just relax and chill. It's a self-paced thing. Take your time.
Yeah, it is. And only learn a few cards at a time because you're going to overload your brain otherwise.
Yeah, I learned them all very, very rapidly, quickly.
Now, Daryl, my late husband,
very quickly.
When he learned to do this from me, he wrote on the card with the pen the meanings of the, right on the playing card.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then when those cards wore out, then he knew it was time to take the training wheels off.
I guess that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, try that.
I just memorized a bunch, like a suit, and then memorized a new suit, and then memorized a new suit. And just everybody's got their own method, and then, I got everything memorized, I know everything, but then it's like, that's like learning about all the parts of a car, and then all of a sudden, eventually, you got to get behind the goddamn wheel of that car.
True.
It's a whole different ball.
True.
Yeah.
But you know what? You just can't be discouraged.
Your
that's
cards
all.
Do show me that I think you're going to be a quick study.
I was not.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's good. Now we're.
So don't despair. I was not a quick study, but I didn't give up. All right, here we go. The Healing Angel card reading subject is destiny.
Destiny.
Your destiny is to blossom, to shine, to transform to an ever greater light.
Wow, and this could be quite nice little business on the side for
that,
you.
That and maybe all this, that and the meditation things, those things will just start happening simultaneously and the doors will open for both. One never knows.
Yeah, I think that, Jim, you are really advancing. It's almost like you could substitute for me if you had to sometime.
Right?
0% chance of that.
Oh, I think he's checking.
0% chance. I haven't done the cards. You know what, though? I will say.
Try not to cough.
The cards are not a bicycle.
Yeah.
They say, like, oh, once you ride a bicycle, you'll never forget. Oh, it's not a bicycle. To me, the cards are like golf.
If you did review, you would pick it back
up. I might pick it back up, but it ain't like riding a bike. So.
Now, listen, Laura, you take care of yourself.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Well, she's on antibiotics, and we all know, like, she's chronic, I'm chronic. The first couple days, nothing positive is happening, but, you know.
I've had it for 10 days now.
Oh,
no. But you just started the antibiotics, right?
Yeah. I just started them yesterday.
Yeah, there you go. You know, 2-3 days, all of a sudden you'll be like, well, I'm not getting worse, but I know it's working. That's
and make
you know.
Sure you do the whole cycle.
She knows that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
All right, honey.
Thank you very much.
So nice speaking to you.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Okay, take care.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Dunkelman. All right. Bye-bye. We're going to move back to you, blog talker. I told you we wouldn't be gone that long. And we're going to area code 917 in New York. 917. Welcome to the show.
New York. Welcome. Who are we speaking to? Hello?
Hello, 917. Are you here? You might have had to walk away.
Hi, something. How are you?
We're very good.
Awesome. Who do we have?
Who are you?
Tina from New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
Just
how do we not recognize her anymore?
Well, because she's got that area code where a million, billion people have that area code. That's
and your voice. Usually we heard it a lot more than...
Yeah, that's the thing. She's not as freaking the caller she used to be.
917 and 917.
Yeah, different exchanges.
All right, hon.
This one's gone.
What brings you to the show today? What's on your mind? Uh-oh.
Sweet. Mm-mm. Relax. Oh, Tina.
I think she dropped.
You know what? She can call back. And she did drop.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped like big time. All right. You know what? Let's go to...
Hello?
Oh, that's her.
Who's here?
Who is this?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Tina.
Hi, Tina.
I don't know what happened. Something happened. Okay, I wanted to ask about the guy I was doing ministry with.
Okay, the guy you were doing your ministry with. You pray together. Yes.
That's cool. You guys finish your...
Yeah.
Is that all the information you need?
No. I was going to ask, has he made any more gestures or moves toward you, Tina?
Yes, he has. But I wanted to know... he really enjoys us, and he said that, you know, he wants us to get married, you know, even though I still have Tracy. But I'm still, I want to know about his ex. He's in ministry, we have to do it the right way. But, I mean, did you see how his ex would be? Is she a problem?
Good question.
Does he have children with her?
Yes, they do. Their children are, like, 8 and 6 and 3.
All right, let me see.
Is that 4 children?
3.
Oh, I thought she said 8, 8, 6, 3, like it was twins. My bad.
No, it's okay.
I was like, twins. I'm like, oh, I
does he have a good relationship with his ex?
No. And he, I guess the divorce was, you know, bitter. So I'm just like, I'm happy about it, but I'm like, how would she be?
That's
a good question to ask because we can look.
I'm sure Keenan doesn't want to be dragged in any drama or baggage type stuff at all, I'm sure.
My life is very peaceful and I enjoy the ministry.
Yeah, she doesn't want to get thrown into a fire pit for no reason, so.
Thank you.
Pretty good question. What we had here, there was a weird glitch, talking to Deb and Tina can hear too. We saw at the same time, yeah. two callers from 917 with different exchanges, and then she dropped an intro. I think it was a weird internet thing, so we're good on track now. I think they were both her.
Well, Tina, bad news. I think she's going to be a thorn in your side and also his.
The old pot stirrer.
See, that's a big issue when children are young. You know, the mother wants to have a lot of control over her kids. Even when they're on visitation with you, she will put you on notice. Yeah, Miss Tina, when my kids are with you, you know, I don't want them doing this or that or the other thing. You know what I mean? She'll be laying down some law there, and it looks like it could become very troublesome for you and this man.
Oh, yeah, and she could say, well, the kids came home and said this, and the kids came home and said that, and just making stuff up, and they never did say it, right?
A tough place to be as a step
parent. Vindictive parents will use kids as a weapon, and they.
Honey, is she upset? Is she upset the way it ended? Is she upset she's still in love? Is she upset just to make him miserable, or can we all get along?
Very good.
Well, very good. I think she's still in love with him.
Which means you're not going to get along.
Well, not for quite some time. Not until she gets a man that she loves. All right, isn't that weird? But it's like we don't get over somebody till. We love somebody else.
Yeah.
But she is dating. She's dating like three other guys.
Well, she has to pick one.
Well, it doesn't mean she loves them. That just means she loves them, maybe.
Now, knowing this.
You know what I meant. Yeah, baby.
It's crazy.
Here's the thing. With you knowing this from the reading, with you having this knowledge, we can use the tools of choice and change.
Yes.
You can choose not to let her be a thorn in your side. You can be ever so nice to her. You can you can want to work with her. You could include her in things. You know, it's actually becoming a trend where like an ex-wife is good friends with a new wife. And
that would have to be.
Yes, and they will even have, like, barbecues together. I know people like this. The wives, the ex and the new wife, they'll go shopping. I mean, it can be that way. Think how the children profit from that.
Well, yeah.
That's how it would have to be. That's why I was just asking you, was she still in love with him? Because he's acting like, you know, he's, like, totally over it and everything. So... do you see that he's totally over it with her also?
I do see that he's done. They had a lot of differences between them in this marriage. And she is very argumentative, like petty kind of person.
He said that.
Yeah, that's what I see too.
Yeah, but Tina doesn't want her life getting turned upside down over all this.
Well, you could... go into this with the best of intentions. And the first thing is to get the children to like you.
The children love me. And now that's what I'm saying. The children probably have been telling her about me. So I think she's now.
No, it's not that heated on the ex-wife's part.
I'm on the outside with no cards. That's just what I was
guessing. She's trying to figure out what's the story here.
Okay.
What's going on? And the kids do, they do like you once you start wearing that stepmother hat. That can be a different thing. But until then,
that wouldn't work. I mean,
you guys can figure out a way to work with her. She's not going to, I don't see any jealousy from her toward you. I think she doesn't want him to be happy.
Well, then she might direct that motion to her, though.
I think I would see that.
But if you got a guy, an ex, and you don't want him to be happy, and he's got his new girlfriend, how can you make them unhappy? Piss her off.
Likely.
Piss the new girlfriend off.
I would say using the children.
Use the children.
Yes, that's it.
Disrupt everything. But anyway, go ahead.
But we're talking about theoretical things right now.
I am.
They haven't exactly.
I got no cards.
Happened. He's fearful too. That you're going to just dump him, you know, because of this. What?
Yes, he is.
Well, because he's got baggage.
He's got baggage. And you don't want to get thrown into a pool of poop. So, you know.
I think, though, you guys have a really good chance of working this out between you. He has a right to go on to a happy life. Those kids are going to grow up, you know, and if they've been raised right, they're going to leave home. So, I really think we should watch this relationship. You should keep calling us so we can find out more of what's going on.
There's a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on.
Exactly.
I'll stay on. We got your healing angel
card right now, and I know this has nothing to do with what we talked about, but
yeah.
This is what Tina does. Creative potential. You are by nature infinitely creative. Life is a sea of creative potential just waiting to be expressed through you. You are free to express all of your heart desires. And this is what she already is
well,
doing.
Well, that's who
this
you
is what
are.
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've known Tina for a long time.
Yeah,
I think from when I started my show.
What she does. Yeah, this is what she does for spiritually.
Yeah, you have such a big heart, Tina.
Yeah.
And it's filled with so much patience. I mean, well, you got a ministry. For goodness
yeah, that's
sake.
What I'm saying. That card was just telling her what she already knows, but it lets everybody else know, too, that doesn't know.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised. Good Lord brought this man to you. You know, and look at how
he's
up. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah. But you should keep calling back to look into this.
Oh, I want you to, please.
A lot of turmoil and a lot of factors going around. You want to not just not get one reading and never look again.
If you two are a couple, at whatever point you become a couple, I think you ought to go with him and meet the mother, like when he's picking up kids, something like that. So you can put your hand out to shake her hand and show her how wonderful and charming you are.
Yeah.
Eventually that has to happen.
And compliment something about her.
Just a matter of time.
Say, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. Give her something, you know, how we women are. That really softens. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes, honey, we got to move on. We got more.
You must call back, my dear.
I hear you guys might get some snow.
We're so used to it in this area. I actually love our four seasons as opposed to Florida. And in some ways feels like an oven. And then Atlanta has all of the pollen. So I look forward to our four seasons.
I do.
Well, I think you're going to experience the winter one real soon.
Yeah, she's
but no, it's the darkness. It's feeling like midnight at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's too much.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gonna keep getting darker for another month.
Well, take care, Tina.
We love you.
All right, hon.
All right, we're gonna move on. We're gonna go into area code 814, which is in Pennsylvania. 814, welcome to the show.
Hello, welcome. Who are we?
Hello.
And this is
Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are things?
I got my letter today for a confirmation of the verbal job offer. So now they're going to do my background check.
Okay.
Yes, background check.
And then they'll be contacting me. But I wanted to see how things would go. This new person is starting on Monday in my boss's job.
Okay.
So I get out of there.
In the job you currently have?
Her current job.
Yeah, remember the one before I got this job that I went for my boss's job and I didn't get it.
Gotcha. Now I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, and somebody else got it.
So you want to know how your relationship is going to be?
First day is coming.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look.
Interesting. Okay, that's a good question. And I do remember this whole conversation before.
I do too. Do you know this woman?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Oh, so she was hired from the outside?
Or a different department? Okay.
Yeah. Well, when I say the outside, if it's a small company, it's outside the company. If it's a giant company, it's outside, like, the department.
Oh, I see.
So my outside has two meanings, depending on the size of your organization. Bada bing, bada bang.
All right, let's see what we've got. One more round here.
The cards are down. What does Deborah see?
I think you know, intuitively from what I see here, is she's a very gossipy lady.
Wow, this new boss lady.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Don't give her any fodder for the group, yes. Yeah, grapevine. You know, she may ask you stuff like, oh, what about him over there?
Yeah,
what's
maybe don't get
like?
Too chitty-chatty friendly because she might be a...
No, you've got to be Switzerland.
Like the old wolf mm-hmm. wearing the sheep's clothing.
Yes. You should tell her everybody's nice, you know.
Standard work environment, everybody's nice. We all try to be professional, blah, blah, blah.
And if the subject of, you know, the, well, we'll call it the scandal. If the subject of that comes up, I would be like, well, I don't really know much about it.
See, I try to stay out of all that crap.
Yeah.
I just
yep.
put my nose yeah. in my work. I try to put my nose in my work. I don't want to get involved in crap.
Yes, because anybody that gets too close to this lady, she ends up being very bitchy. Can I put it just plainly? She likes to joust. She gets angry pretty fast. And that's mainly with, like, her friends. It's amazing she even has friends.
And maybe she really doesn't. She just thinks
yeah.
she does.
Well,
but anyway, that's your
yeah.
doing the reading.
So I just want to say, just bide your time. You know, if she comes in like one of those that are like a dictator, if she tells you what to do, I guess I would just grin and bear it.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, all right. Well, you're the boss. We'll figure something up.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, we got to move on.
I like this card.
Yeah, this is a good card. I like that this is the healing angel cards. I like the cards. The other ones are different. These are different, but they're all the same angels. They just don't say their names all the time. This subject is determination. Determination, perseverance, and patience will lead to a positive outcome.
I like that for you, Amy.
Long time.
I
like it.
That.
Yeah.
Yes, and
so,
you probably have been practicing that too. So
you just soldier on and put a smile on your face, and you'll be out of there in no time. So.
All right,
okay,
we got to move
thank
on.
You.
Congratulations on your job
yeah,
offer.
Yeah, hopefully that
thank
that
you.
You're welcome.
Doesn't take an inventory, hopefully. Good
all
luck.
Right, well, don't be a stranger. We'd love to hear from you some more.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to move on to area code 614, Ohio, 614.
Hello, Ohio.
We're getting near the end. We're picking up the pace.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi. Who are we
How
talking
are you?
To?
This is Filson from Ohio.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember you. Yes, with the beautiful name.
It is a cool name.
Yeah. How are you doing there, hon? How are things leveling out at your job?
Things seem to be going well. That one manager actually told me about a position that was opening up, and I think she kind of let me know in advance before she announced it to let me know that she wants me to do it. Or, like, I'm strongly being considered.
Yeah.
But.
Would you like
yeah,
to?
I just would.
You'd like
yeah,
to?
I would. Yeah, I would.
Tell me what your question is for your reading. You can have one or two questions.
Yeah, quickly, though.
My question is, do you see me doing well in that job and being received well if I do
okay.
take that job?
Very good question. It's always good to know the lay of the land before you, you know, venture into it. All right.
So. All right, I'm busy, so Deb, you must keep talking. Sorry, I'm typing to Ranji Pitagawa in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, another time, another hemisphere, all sorts of cool stuff.
I hope they're enjoying their Friday.
The other side of the globe. Well, they're in spring heading to summer, those lucky
oh,
dogs.
You lucky.
Lucky dog.
Yeah.
What a lucky dog you are.
All right, here we go.
All right, anyway. So, I'm typing some good info for her.
Okay.
All right.
All right, and I'm working on this reading. I'm almost have the cards all laid out for you. All right. Oh, it's going to be great. I think you're going to absolutely love working in that job. It's almost like, seriously, it looks almost like feeling like you're going to a party every morning. I know that sounds really like off the grid, but it's true. It's going to be right up your alley. You're going to do extremely well. These are, go ahead. Yeah.
There was a background noise.
You have a really good bunch of people to work with. All right. That you will be at least,
interjection.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's going to be great. Let's put it that way. And I feel a new friendship is going to form for you, and it's with a guy. But it's like strictly working friends together. Maybe he could be your work husband.
Yeah. That always creeped me out when people use that term at work. I didn't like that.
Well, anyway, it looks very good. I think that you should go in expecting a very positive experience.
Sure. And that's always the way we all should do it. But, yeah.
You're right. But knowing in advance is
makes you more confident to
it
do so, yeah.
Certainly does.
Because normally you walk in blind as a bat. And, yes.
Yes. No, you're going to love the atmosphere. Definitely.
Right, real quick, we got one more call up before we wrap the show. But yeah. Here's your healing angel card reading.
Mm-hmm.
Subject is Sacred Source. We, your angels, remember to me, are here to remind you of your magnificence. You are literally an angel in the making.
Wow.
A being of eternal love and light, forever one with God / goddess and all creation.
That's awesome. Well, that would tell me walk in and enjoy life.
Yeah, it sounds like basically it's like a really beautiful angel way of saying you're a badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. And we do shows
call us again.
Yeah, we're doing show tomorrow night even and all the time.
Thank you.
Oh, right. You're welcome.
Good luck.
Thank you.
A good night. Have a good weekend if we don't talk to you before then.
Yes.
All right. This is going to be fun. I like it.
All one.
Our last caller is all one via Skype.
Hello there. Who are we speaking to? Hello.
Give a couple minutes. Probably been hold for so long.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
There she is. We are there. Yes,
hi.
We are here.
And who are you? Is it Melissa?
Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
There's some weird background noise. Very strange background noise that we hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you can get through this. I'll make it quick, and then you put me on mute. I have a question, please.
Okay, what is it, honey?
And is my male friend still going to help me? Is he still going to help me?
Okay, I understand your concern here, and I'm glad we told her to keep calling about this. If that man was going to help her with her new project that she's working on.
Well, good then. Okay. It was just the volume was really weird.
Yeah.
There. And it's on the bad side of my getting. All right. And Matt, you are very wise to keep calling about this, too, because it's a very important question.
Oh, I think it is.
It's
super
important.
If you're depending on somebody, you need to know.
You need to know, and you need to make sure there's nothing hiding in a closet or ulterior motives, all that weird stuff, you know. Very good question. Where's it going down? And we're not going to we don't have to rush. There's nobody behind you. So just devil do what she does here, right?
Yeah. Well, I want to believe that he will keep his word with you. I want to believe
you
that.
You want to believe. Does that mean that says that, or you just want to believe?
No, things are kind of up in the air a little bit.
Still. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But
still not clear as day in the cards yet.
Yeah, and all we're dealing with in these readings is potential. And potential can sometimes be a very unstable type of thing.
Well, potential doesn't mean something is 100% going to happen. It
right.
just means there's potential.
Exactly.
I sound like an idiot saying it like that, but that is what that word means, right?
Melissa.
Yeah.
At this particular time when we are doing this reading, I want you to prepare yourself that down, you know, the road into the future. I don't feel this relationship is going to last. He is facing, it's almost like his life is a house of cards. And that house is going to fall. It could involve his work, his home, his, you know, bank account, whatever. But it's got the four clubs on it. That is not a positive card at all.
Aren't you really understating what that card is when you said that? It's a horrible card, isn't it?
Well, it's a card that I think of in terms of...
gloom and doom, right?
It just can mean a really unexpected event in place. And in this case, it's going to be a relationship.
Okay, so... So it's right now, it looks like this relationship might not be headed in the right direction eventually.
Right. Now, he may still very likely financially help you from what I also see here. But both are going to end up not continuing a romance at some point coming up here. So I would prepare for that. So... Jim's going to give you a healing card now.
I am.
And it's a very good one.
All right. This is from Archangel Gabriel. You will soon receive some positive news. The channels for clear and honest communication are now open.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without fear. If you're going to have some communication here, you got to be truthful and lovingly about it. But don't fear speaking the truth.
I agree, too.
And we should all actually think about that. Yeah. Right.
So we're going to have to end the show.
Yeah, you took us into the end. That's awesome.
Yeah. And Melissa, call us again.
Yes.
The background noise that wherever you are is very disturbing.
Yeah, Deb was having a little hard time doing your reading, but wherever you are.
Noise.
I don't know if you're out in public or what, but it's weird noise.
So take care, Melissa. We'll be here again tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
And for all of you, yes, who are listening, watching, we are going to be here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Friday,
and that's 4 p.m. Pacific.
Ooh.
And we have fun on Friday with the Rebel cards.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye.